Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN at 948. We're chatting today with our guests from Pottawatomie County, Commissioner Greg Riott and Planner Stephen Metzger. We appreciate them taking an hour of their time here today to be with us and update us on Pottawatomie County business, because we have a lot of listeners in Pottawatomie County, and this is important to them, so appreciate that. And, you know, if we could, real quick, just kind of, I know you guys met yesterday, Greg. Some of the things that were discussed yesterday's meeting, we talked a little bit about it in our newscast here this morning, but perhaps there's some highlights I missed.
Not really. It was just kind of a little bit of a shorter meeting, and, you know, we got updated from the health director and signed some paper for emergency management, and visited with Greg Webster with planning and zoning on a couple of different issues, and then you know, had our commissioner reports and had some consent items, and it was a bit of a shorter day compared to normal.
Yeah, you guys, sometimes you meet for 3 or 4 hours, sometimes into the afternoon. It was a little interesting to see you guys wrap up around 10, a little after 10 o'clock yesterday.
That, you know, like we talked, it's kind of that time of year, I think, where things maybe are just a little bit slower. You know, a lot of times we've been having work sessions, which is really helpful for I know, speaking for myself, to learn. We have our, you know, county staff come in and I think try to teach us different things. There's a lot, you know, that goes on with the commission, and you kind of got to have a little bit of knowledge on a whole lot of stuff, and pretty lucky to have that ability to have our coworkers come in and teach us a few of the ins and outs so we can better understand on what's going on and make better decisions.
You know, one thing I just thought of this here, and I thought about it last night, and I want to make sure I asked you here today. A couple weeks ago, I know there were some interviews going on for the Public Works Administrator. Has that been completed yet, or where are we at with that position?
So the position has not been filled, and that's the best I can, you know, say right now. I know Chad, our county administrator, is working diligently to try to get that position filled, but we're also really fortunate. We have some really good people in Roden Bridge, and they're doing a good job on keeping things going. And so we're in a good position where we can take the time to pick who we want that's going to be the best for our county. So if we get somebody soon, that's great. And at the same time, if we have to wait just a little bit for that right person, then that's okay too.
All right. That sounds good. That might be a nice little segue into what I was going to kind of wrap up here with, and that is kind of an outlook here for 2022, some goals you might have here, Greg and Stephen, whoever wants to go first.
You know, some the old saying sometimes that the glimpse of the future can be had by a look to the past, and I have to look back on 2021 and think what good people we have working for Pottawatomie County. I tell you, you know, with the COVID situation and you know, all the different things that have happened, you know, whether you want to say politics is involved or not, and especially nationally, our world has changed a lot in the last couple of years. And I tell you, we've got a really good bunch of folks up there that have done a good job in hanging in there, especially, I think, of our health department and, you know, the stress and the workload that they've been under, and they keep plugging away. And our emergency services, you know, responding to different things and, you know, always doing the right thing. And, you know, Roden Bridge, those guys and gals are out there working and, you know, again, planning and zoning with the solar thing. So I think my first comment on that would be to be grateful for, you know, the people that we have working for us. I think we're pretty fortunate. And again, that follows up with a good community. It takes a good community to support a good government. So that would be my first comment. I think some goals on 2022 would be, you know, to have a good relationship with the commission. And I think it's also important to have a good relationship with, you know, our districts and, you know, be available and try to talk with the folks. You know, there's a couple road projects that we'd like to see some progress on, and Salsa Road, I think. maybe the completion of Green Valley over there. I know folks would like to see that, you know, Highway 24 area get finished up. You know, there'll be more paving next year and some bridges that, you know, there'll be a couple bridges on there that we want to keep after. And so probably another big one for emergency services, the 800 megahertz radio system, that's really a big deal. And in my time at the county, this is probably one of the more important things that we've come in to provide, you know, exceptional communication for all of our emergency services. So that I believe will be completed next year or this year, 2022 as well. So just a few things that kind of looking forward to.
All right. How about you, Stephen?
A couple of goals for our department in 2022 is we want to get those solar farm regs finished up and finish up changes to our development regulations in general. Those are two big goals that we have for 2022. In 2021, we've really done it, and I'm pretty proud of this just to speak personally, of making all of our stuff as readily available however you want it. So we've done a lot of work to make our permits and everything available online, if that's the way you want to go. We're still providing it in person if you'd like that. You know, some people just like a paper application, and that's great. So I'm pretty proud of the accessibility that we've made improvements to. And then one thing I will say not in our department that happened this year that I'm really happy about is I feel like Pott County has done a lot of work to really build a good culture from a work standpoint. And that's great. And a lot of that comes from the commission and comes from our county administrator to just make it a good place to go to work every day. And I think we've made a lot of progress in that in 2021. And I hope we can keep doing that in 2022. And that goes beyond just things. That's more than just pay. That's, you know, enjoying the people that you work with, feeling like what you're doing is good and making an impact. And more than just, you know, the day-to-day drudgery, which it can really easily come down to. So I think we've done a lot of work to really improve that culture at Pott County, and I wanted to make a special shout-out to that.
All right, yeah. You know, and Greg made a comment about just the staff there and highlighting the health department specifically, but really just about everybody that I come in contact with. You know, as a reporter, not everybody always wants to talk to the media here, but I feel like everyone's been pretty receptive as far as the department heads that I speak to on a regular basis or county commissioners. So, you know, you don't get that everywhere. So I just want to say thank you publicly here about that because it's nice. I've talked to Sherry Shuck a lot, the district, I guess the county attorney, and she's been nothing but helpful to us in court cases. And same with Leslie Campbell over at the health department and Stephen as well here in planning and zoning. So special shout out to everybody because not everybody likes to talk to the media, and so we appreciate that very much because we have a lot of questions.
Yeah, you just make it so simple, Brad.
Well, thank you. I guess we'll wrap up there. We don't really have any other things left to discuss here on the program. Greg, appreciate the time here this morning, and Stephen, thank you for being here with us as well.
Sure, and I just want to go ahead, Greg.
Oh, just thank you, Brandon. It's always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you.
All right.
And, I just wanted to put one more plug in for the solar farm regs. If you're interested, you can make public comment on the draft regs right now if you want. And you can do that by just Googling Pottawatomie County solar farm regs. It should pop right up. Or if you go to pottcounty.org and go to the planning and zoning office, there's a button right there that says renewable energy. And all that information is available online. Everything that we've looked at, everything that I've given Planning Commission and County Commission, as well as a really easy-to-use form to make whatever comments you'd like on the draft regulation. So I wanted to put that plug in at the end.
All right. Very good. Guys, thank you so much, and we'll talk again next time.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right. That's going to wrap up our program here this morning. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we'll get an update from USD 378 and USD 384, Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. We'll also hear from Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County Economic Development, going to join us here for the second half of the program.